Thief is an ugly word. Paul Gallico. One of America's most famous sports writers in his day, Paul William Gallico, 1897 to 1976, nevertheless had always wanted to write fiction and eventually quit his job as sports editor and columnist at the New York Daily News to devote himself to producing novels and short stories, selling the latter for substantial fees to such popular magazines as the Saturday Evening Post, Cosmopolitan, Liberty, and McCall's, among many others in his prolific storytelling career. Noted for the romanticism and sentimentality of his stories, which even extended to his nonfiction work, Gallico is not widely read today, though a great many of his books and stories inspired successful and much-loved motion pictures and television series. Lou Gehrig, Pride of the Yankees, 1942, became a movie tearjerker in the same year titled Pride of the Yankees, with Gary Cooper playing the doomed young New York Yankees superstar who retired at 36 and died less than 2 years later of ALS, the disease that now carries his name. Cooper and Teresa Wright, who played Gehrig's wife, received 2 of the film's 11 Oscar nominations. The Clock, 1945, based on Gallico's short story, is the charming romantic tale of a soldier played by Robert Walker on leave who meets a girl, Judy Garland, by the clock in Pennsylvania Station and falls in love with her. Perhaps Gallico's most famous book, though not a successful one, was The Poseidon Adventure, 1969, which became one of the biggest box office disaster films of all time when it was released in 1972. Produced by Irwin Allen and directed by Ronald Neame, it is the story of passengers on a giant steamship that has capsized and their challenges in attempting to escape before it sinks. Its huge all-star cast included Gene Hackman, Ernest Borgnine, Red Buttons, Carol Lindley, Shelley Winters, Roddy McDowell, Stella Stevens, and Leslie Nielsen. The Love of Seven Dolls, 1954, is an expansion of his 1950 short story, The Man Who Hated People, which was filmed as the Oscar-winning Lily, 1953, with Leslie Caron and Mel Ferrer. The unapologetically sentimental The Snow Goose, 1941, the author's first successful book, finally reached the screen in 1971 as a British made-for-television movie starring Richard Harris and Jenny Agutter. Thief is an Ugly Word was originally published in the May 1944 issue of Cosmopolitan. It was first collected in Confessions of a Story Writer, New York, Alfred A. Knopf, 1946.